Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Sunday night, Sunday afternoon conversation with Marquez. Lee Houston will be joining us tonight. Kind of off to a slow start, a little bit tired, just woke up. But we'll be talking about a number of things tonight. Just waiting on Lee Houston to call in. We got to take a quick commercial break and we'll come back with the show.
Okay? Is Pepsi okay? Oh! Our puppy is okay. He's a shooting star, okay? It's the laughter of a small child, okay? Are you with me? You seem confused. Let's roll play. Now.
Okay, I'm Steve. I'm an actor.
No. Just order something.
You'll
have a nice cold glass of the best thing you ever tasted, okay?
Okay.
I think you might be just saying it wrong. You gotta say it with pride, okay?
Okay.
Oh, yeah! Kind of. Pepsi's more than okay. It's okay. Okay, what have we learned today?
You want a Pepsi?
I want a Pepsi.
She wants a Pepsi. There you go.
Okay. Like Little John. Okay. I've got to come up with my own catchphrase.
Okay.
Blackberry Buble, my favorite.
You mean Bubbly?
No, I mean Buble.
You're Michael Buble. That's the Bubble.
She's right, Michael Buble. It's pronounced Buble. I know, thanks. Dobby.
Can I have your autograph, Mr.
Bubble?
Buble.
Buble.
It's sparkling.
Sparkling water. Back in mine. Michael, don't do that.
About all new Colgate Total. Its breakthrough formula does more.
Wonderful.
Sensitivity, strength and teeth, it kills germs through my whole mouth.
I like your confidence.
Thanks, Mr. Lee. Now there's no such thing as too close.
Yes, there is.
No, there's not.
Yes, there is.
No, there's not.
Okay.
All new Colgate Total. Do more for your whole mouth.
All right, we're back again. Of course, this is Open Talk Radio 313, The Flash. This is the Sunday afternoon conversation with Martez and Lee Houston will be joining me shortly. As we get into a few different topics today, we're going to be getting into wrestling. We're going to be getting into Marvel Comics. We're going to be getting into the things of the world because we know that the world is shut down at this moment. The world is on lockdown. The world is on the world is basically behind bars. If we stuck in our houses, we can't do anything. We can't get out. Well, we can get out. We can't go far. We can't do the things that we're normally accustomed to doing. So we're on shutdown right now. But it's all good. Lee Houston will be joining us shortly. So we're going to just touch on a few different things. This is the Sunday afternoon conversation, and I'll be bringing him on shortly. I think he's here right now. Mr.
Yo,
Lee.
Yo, how you doing?
Oh, man, I'm good. I'm good, man. I'm rested up. I'm charged up, and I'm ready to go, man. Ready to go. How you doing?
I'm good. I was serving this morning.
Oh man, it was good. It was good. It was impactful, and it was definitely encouraging. So that's why I love going to church, you know, because I might not feel like going all the time, but when I do go, it definitely changes my mood. You know what I mean? And It puts me in a good place most of the time.
Yeah, I gotta warn you. I'm in my garage, and you're in my garage. You're up, so I put the next one here. Just to let you know.
Yeah, appreciate you, man. It's all good. It's all good. It is what it is, man. But really, man, I know we talked through Messenger and stuff, but I don't know what you have planned to talk about. But I definitely want to continue to talk about WrestleMania because this is a WrestleMania week, and I know it's gonna be in front of an empty crowd, but the show must go on. The show is going on, and I think we need to make the best of it. I mean, many of us, we want Vince McMahon to postpone the show. He's obviously not going to do that, but I think...
We're so doggone close. Everything's already booked. It's already been put together, and it's already planned out. Like, it'll be big, big waste of time to do that, so everything's already put together.
Exactly, but this is what frustrates me about social media. I try my best not to be on there all the time, but you always go find people making comments, making posts, and I've been hearing a lot of posts that even today, like Vince McMahon, why don't you just cancel the event since all of your wrestlers are pulling out? Or because I'm hearing reports that some of the wrestlers are unhappy that Vince McMahon went along with WrestleMania, but one of the things, like I said, what frustrates me is I always see people posting, Vince, you should cancel it. Vince, you should cancel it. But like you just said, Lee, it's already on. You know, it's already taped. There's no cancellation going on. He's not going to change his mind. You know, so I wish people just deal with it, you know. And it probably won't be like this next year. I mean, who knows? But I believe it won't be like this next year. So just deal with it, you know.
Yeah, like it happened between now and next year. So by then, we should be back to normal. Some people are saying by Easter. Some people are saying doggone summertime. I'm like, dude, I ain't got time to be doing this in the doggone summertime. I don't have time. I mean, like, man, my birthday is November, by the way, so I ain't trying to have an empty birthday celebration by myself.
Right.
You know.
I feel you because it's frustrating, man. Like, think about the summer months. You know, think about the summer months where it's nice outside. You know, and all you want to do is go out. You want to go out and hang and whatever. And if they telling us that we got to stay in the house during the summer months, I think RHELL will break loose. You know, if they tell us that we're still on lockdown in July or August. You know, that'd be highly frustrating. You know, I'm already expecting SummerSlam to be this year's WrestleMania, if you get what I'm saying. I'm already expecting them to create this year's SummerSlam like they would have did for WrestleMania because WrestleMania is without a crowd. So I'm already looking forward to that. So I hope by the time SummerSlam gets here, everything is back to normal because we're suffering right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, I know we talked about this. I know we're gonna touch on a few other things, but like, what matches are you looking forward to with this card? I know you like your Brock Lesnar, but what matches are you looking forward to?
Well, Undertaker and AJ Styles interest me a little bit. You know, entertainment is one thing, but this kind of going a little bit personal.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, you got the ball talking about Undertaker's wife, or any of the Undertaker's family in general. You pretty much tired of living at that point.
Right.
We've gone beyond. We passed that ship where this is just entertainment. Nah. For example, back in '97, Shawn Michaels and Bret Hart. Leading up to Survivor Series, Shawn Michaels said, "Lately, bro, you had some sunny days, my friend." That was implying that he had some kind of thing going on with Sunny. Now, like Scott Hall said, if you're a fan, oh my God, this is good. But you got to call home and explain it to your wife.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
like, hey, this, we're working, ain't nothing going on with me or something, this is the work, all that stuff. So
right.
Now we're getting personal.
Right.
We're getting beyond entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
I would be surprised if some receipts get handed out between Taker and the style. I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, Undertaker, he strikes me as a dude that wouldn't be okay with another wrestler bringing his wife into the storyline. I don't know him personally, but he just...
If you don't know what a receipt is, ladies and gentlemen, a receipt is a little extra. Let's say I punch somebody, but I punch them way too hard. That's a receipt. That's a little extra.
Right. Yeah, and... I know Undertaker is 54 years old, but, you know, I wouldn't want no receipt from him. You know, he might not be able to move fast, but he probably can throw a mean punch. But,
that's like Muhammad Ali. He had Parkinson's disease. He might have Parkinson's and still knock you the hell out.
Exactly. Because I still feel like Mike Tyson can knock somebody out. He might not be able to go the whole 12 rounds, but all he needs is one punch. And you hit.
Uh-huh.
I think. but AJ definitely, he crossed the line. You know, like I say, entertainment is one thing, but talking about your family, talking about your wife, bringing your kids into it, that's a whole another thing. But WWE, they have a history of doing something like this. You know, I remember John Cena's father was involved in the storyline with Randy Orton. I remember The Miz. The Miz last year, his father was involved in a storyline. AJ Styles, not too long ago, when he had a feud with Samoa Joe. I don't know if you remember that feud. AJ Styles' wife, she was involved in that storyline. So even Jeff Hardy, with his alcohol abuse and with his trouble with the law, that's been involved in storyline. So WWE, they never really shy away from bringing your personal life into the entertainment business just to entertain us. But I do agree, some things need to be left alone, man. Some things you don't need to bring to the forefront, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's just my take on it, man. Now I'm intrigued. I don't know if you really care about the female wrestling. I don't know, but I'm intrigued to see this matchup between this five woman elimination match with Bayley, Sasha Banks, Lacey Evans, Naomi, and Tamina. I'm intrigued and I'm excited for that matchup because I really got my money on Sasha Banks, but you just never know what direction they may go.
Mm-hmm.
But have you had time to?
I think maybe that. I think they threw that together at the last minute.
Right.
It's supposed to be one on one, and then it turned to a five way. I didn't think they put any plan in that. But Bayley got put her head on the swivel now.
Yep.
It's one thing you had one person to deal with or two people, and you got to deal with five. You got your head on the swivel. And we all know the champion don't have to be pinned to lose the title.
Right.
So your head's on a swivel at all times. Like Brock, like, I don't know who came up with this saying. That's my garage door. All
right.
I know who came up with this saying, but because you're paranoid, I mean, somebody ain't out to get you.
I like that saying.
I told you it was going to happen. But like, because you're paranoid, I mean, the world ain't out to get you.
Hey, true. True.
Your head's on the swivel at all times. Those matches.
Yeah, and Bayley, like for me, Bayley, she's been asking for this. She's been asking for this target on her back because she's been talking a lot of trash. She's been talking a lot of smack, basically saying that nobody in the women's division can hang with her. Nobody can beat her. She's had that title for quite some time. I think since August she had that title. No, since October she had that title. So. She's been holding it down, man. She's been holding it down, but like as of late, you know, she's been talking a lot of mess. and she wasn't expecting her quote unquote best friend Sasha Banks to be entrenched in this matchup. Now, my money is on Sasha. Yeah, they best friends. Yeah, they buddies. But Sasha Banks, I think Sasha Banks, she values that title more than
Would you rather have extra money? Like everybody get their WrestleMania check. Would you rather have extra money, or would you rather have a friendship? You know,
that's real.
I can turn on you now. If I get my check, my WrestleMania check, hey, let's make over a cold beer later.
So basically,
cold beer later.
So basically, you telling me you'll take one for the team. Like, you
right. Stab me in the bag, silver, cold one.
So, hey, at least we know what we're getting from you, man. At least we know that, hey, this is what I'm putting on the table. I'm going to stab you in the back, but after it's all over with, after I get the bread, we can be cool again.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It's like people don't understand it. The more the winners get extra. If you're a champion, everybody get paid. Winner get paid, referee get paid, loser get paid, champions get paid more. You win, a little extra something. Let me stab you in the back right quick. I get my bread, we'll make over later.
So, simple as that. Simple as that. Well. It looks like Sasha's gonna get the belt. She's gonna get the belt. And she's gonna get the bread, and hopefully they can be friends again. But I doubt it. I think that's gonna be the beginning of a long feud. I think that's gonna be the beginning of a long feud that will end at SummerSlam.
I say again.
Yeah, I think with Sasha winning, I believe she's gonna win. And I think that's going to start a long feud that will end at this year's SummerSlam. And I know we got a show to do tomorrow night, so I'm gonna try not to. I don't know what you had planned for that show. I don't want to go talk too much about WrestleMania, the matches. I don't want to talk too much about it. Just in case you wanted to talk more about it tomorrow night, but.
By the way, that's my garage, though. All that noise you heard in the background. Sorry about that.
Oh, it's all good, man. It's all good. The people who's ever listening, they didn't hear noise before, so I understand what you're saying, but it's all good. What else? Now, I mean, one last wrestling thing I want to talk about is this Goldberg situation. I read that Roman Reigns.
You've been there, done that. You're a Hall of Famer. You're the current Universal Champion. You're in the Hall of Fame, which immortalizes you forever. I'm just gonna let you prove.
It's not, but who's gonna be his opponent? Because I'm reading reports that Roman Reigns pulled out of the match and he went home, but. I still see them marketing Roman Reigns versus Goldberg.
Well, I've read Braun Strowman.
Oh, okay, that's a great second selection. You know, I think that's a great second selection. I think, hey, I don't see why they wouldn't put the belt on Braun Strowman. Like, he's been trying to get that belt for a long time now. Yeah, he just got the IC title, but he's been trying to get that that heavyweight championship title for a long time, and I think this is a perfect time for him to do that.
Yeah. Well, actually, the current final champion is Sami Zayn, but yeah.
Yeah, I know. I said he got that Intercontinental Championship a few weeks ago. I mean, a few months ago, but he lost to Sami Zayn. But he really wants that Universal title, you know, or that heavyweight championship. That's what he really wants. And I think this is a good time for him to win that match. I think this is the best time for him to win that title.
Bro, check this out. So I looked up WrestleMania 36. Normally you see a big number when you look it up on Wikipedia, the attendance number. in the thousands, right?
Yeah.
I never thought in my wildest dreams I'd see zero next to attendance.
Wow. Wow, man. Yeah. Heck, I don't think many of us would ever think that we'd see that, man. Gosh. It's going to be weird. It's going to be weird next Saturday.
Our beloved commentators will do the best they can to hype it up the best they can. But in reality, let's face it, it's a bit hard to do that.
Yeah, but I said this on the gorilla position like 3 weeks ago. I'm going to say it to you right now. I said this on that show. I said that WWE, they should bring in some screens, some extra screens. You know how they have like the Titantron? They should bring in some extra screens and put them in the sections where the crowd sits. Put them in the sections and create some kind of way for people to log into some kind of, like, you know how we do Facebook Live or you do Instagram Live or whatever. Like, create
more.
You said what?
It's going to be on ESPN. It's going to be on the network. What more you want?
No, it's a way that the fans could still be there. You know, they could have created some kind of, they could have used technology to have the fans have us, let's say, for example, have us log into some kind of account from our own home. And then the wrestlers can still see us, if you get what I'm saying. They could see us on a Titantron.
My goodness. That zero looked really awkward to me.
Huh?
That zero right there. I'm looking this up on Wikipedia. That zero right there, it's just awkward.
Yeah, it's awkward. And I guess you didn't understand my point, but it's a far-fetched idea, you know. But I think they still could some kind of way have fans there without actually physically being there. But oh well, what can you do? You know, it's going to happen, you know.
It's amazing. By the way, Marvel, and you say you want to talk about that a little bit. Marvel,
yeah.
I don't know how they stopped their productions to deal with this virus thing. So when you check out the next Marvel movies, be aware that they had to risk their health as well, being around people.
Right. But Black Widow, that's still a go, right? They still gonna
I'm not sure on that, but I hope.
Because I thought
that'd
they
be
were
the
all
first 2020, I believe.
Yeah, I think that movie has already been completed. It's just ready for release. But they probably won't release it if nobody can come to the movies.
Last year, Marvel did their thing last year, man. They made that money last year.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I was up in the thing. Every time they had a Marvel came out, I was there. I missed the Spider-Man Homecoming. I saw Black Panther. I saw the end game when we ended the Avengers, first Avengers thing. My goodness. And yes, I cried at the end of it. Mm-hmm. By now, you've seen it. So you know what I'm talking about with Tony died. By now, you haven't seen it by now. Come on now.
Oh, yeah. That was
by
like,
now, I'm pretty sure you've seen it.
that was like the end of an era. You know, Tony Stark, he started this, man. He started the this whole Avengers thing.
Yeah. I found a way, Martez, to watch all of it in order. So check this out. It's how you do it. You start off with I had it written down here. Hang on a second.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Hang on a second here. So it's how you do this in order. You want, if you're a chronological guy, you want to keep it in order. How I always start. It's how you do it. You start with Captain America, the first Avenger.
Mm.
Okay. Then you go to Little Olympus. Here's what you do. Then you go to Captain Marvel. This takes place in 1995. Then you go to Iron Man, 2010. Iron Man 2, right? Take place after Iron Man. So I'm speeding ahead a little bit. Then you go to the Incredible Hulk. It's like pre-Avengers. Then you go to Thor, then you go to Avengers, you go to Marvel 3, Iron Man 3, you go to Thor, blah, blah, blah. I'm going to post this up on our Facebook page, WrestleTrack Facebook page, share it everywhere. Mm. It's kind of nifty. That's how you do it.
Oh, man, that's cool. That's cool that you figured that out, man.
Well, yeah. It's a little nifty, but it's worth it.
Hey, although I saw all those movies, you know, and that could be a cool way to rewatch them again. And it would be a cool, interesting way to rewatch them again, because I didn't really take time to figure out that they go in that order. So that's that's definitely cool.
You can watch them when you want to, but you'll be confused as hell, you know. When I first watched Marvel, I remember I got to Marvel through DC. My cousin wanted to go see Wonder Woman. I want to see Cars 3. So I'm like, hey, I'm going to see. It was great. The girl playing Wonder Woman was 6 months pregnant, doing all of that.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, you go 6 months pregnant. And she did the whole, all them stunts in the, I don't know if she had Stunt Woman or something like that. She's 6 months pregnant.
She need a standing ovation, man. I'm going to give her some applause.
Yeah, man.
I'm a Marvel guy. You know, I saw that last Spider-Man movie, too. That last Spider-Man movie was pretty good. You know, especially the ending, you know. I'm looking forward to what's going to come in the future from Marvel. I'm really happy that Disney, they have the rights to X-Men now. So, you know, X-Men was owned by Sony, so that was holding them back from being a part of the Marvel Universe. But I want to see how they usher in the X-Men to the multi-universe.
By the way, I'm so glad that Disney got their own thing. Netflix is like, man, we got to. You watch Netflix. You rarely find any Disney stuff on Netflix. Netflix, like, we ain't got time for that. Disney's like, oh, okay. Man, hold my ears. Check this. Man, hold on, Mickey Mouse ears. I'm gonna start my own network. Boom, got our own network. Netflix. Every time, all the time. Disney Plus is pretty cool.
Yeah, I've heard you talk about it. I've heard you play a commercial about it on your platform, and I've also heard a whole bunch of people talk so good about Disney Plus. Like, everybody and their mama basically said, you need to get Disney Plus. You need to get Disney Plus. I haven't got it yet. I don't know if I'm going to ever get it, even though I like a lot of things from Disney. But it definitely has people happy out here. that's
so right now. Watch Netflix. They rarely got any Disney. Now that's why I was like, man, forget this. We're gonna start our own network, and we're gonna have it just like that, sub just like Netflix, or just like Netflix. So screw y'all. We got our own platform.
Right, but Netflix, they were playing some Disney stuff. They just weren't playing a lot. Is that
they
what
have a few Disney? A few of them.
Okay. What'd you think about Hulu and Amazon?
I had Hulu for a while. The price kind of got to me a little bit, you know, because they wait till mid-month to charge your brother. I'm like, dude, charge me while I have the money. I hate, just like them banks, man. I hate when the banks do that. Y'all wait till y'all overdraft fees. And I try not to overdraft, but I'm like, dude, you know I don't have the money. Why are you charging me?
Right. Yeah, that's frustrating.
But
I don't charge me.
I got the money.
Right. I don't like it when I remember this past December. You know, out of nowhere, I told AT&T I couldn't pay the bill this month. But, like, out of nowhere, they took $700 out of my account right after I told them, like, can I get an extension? So somebody didn't do their job. The person I was talking to didn't do their job, right? Because I'm like, hey, can I pay in a few more weeks instead of you taking my money out now? But they went ahead and took it anyway, which made me so mad, man.
Now there's a bit of lenient with you. Oh, but next month though, it's gonna, we want our money.
Come on now. Exactly. Like don't get hoodwinked into thinking they just giving you free stuff, you know.
Right? All we do now because they're being lenient with you. Okay, it's a tough time, everybody. Okay, we'll let you slide right now. Oh, next month though? Yeah, we need our money.
Time to collect.
And showed me this letter, like in good faith. The letter said he went to a hospital. In good faith, we provide services for you. So we would like our payment. In other words, hey, when you need us, we helped you out. Now that you're good, we need our money.
Right. Hey, bro, especially this stimulus package, you know, the stimulus check. I think it's a major catch with that, a major check, major catch, you know. Everybody down here excited, thinking they're getting free money. But they're going to find a way to get that money back, you know, some kind of way. Yeah.
By the way, we got to pay that money back, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you got free rent, you got free lights and gas, you know.
Uh-huh.
Even I don't know if y'all got Metro PCS down there, but some of these phone companies are paying your bill for a month or 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
So
down next month. Oh my God, people like bills gonna be all over the place.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Interesting to see what may go on, man. Interesting to see what may go on. All right, I want to take a quick break to do a little timeout, take about a minute and a half break. We're going to come back, talk about some more. This is the Sunday afternoon conversation with Martez and Lee Houston right here on Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash.
We are Kayfabe, the People's Band. We are the only sports entertainment cover band. We are going to play all of your favorite wrestling theme songs from the golden ages of the 1980s all the way up to today, from all as many wrestling promotions that you love near and dear, from the NWA days, the WCW, to the WWF, or of course we know today is WWE, Ring of Honor, or New Japan. They got some theme songs out there. We will be playing them. And there will be some songs that we're going to cover that may not necessarily be wrestling theme songs, but they may have been songs that wrestlers have used in the past. Like, for example, the late, great Junkyard Dog, Hall of Famer. Back in the day, in the early 80s, he used to come out to a very popular song by the rock group Queen, another one by the Dust. That's just one example. And we are going to be playing everywhere we possibly can. Birthday parties, corporate events, wrestling shows, Comic Cons, anime conventions. We may even do a few anime songs, so, you know, we're open to a variety of things, but our bread and butter is going to be wrestling. And
All right, we're back right here, the Sunday afternoon conversation with Martez and Lee Houston of the Wrestling Tracks, which you can check. You can check right here on blogtalkradio.com. He always has a lot of interesting things that you can listen to, so feel free to check him out. He's a great listener. He tells it like it is, and we're glad to have him tonight. Get with Lee and myself tomorrow night. We're going to be doing a Monday Night Raw. What do we call it? A recap show or just I forgot. What do we call it?
Takeover, I guess.
Yeah, takeover. Yeah. So if I don't fall asleep, we're gonna be doing that show tomorrow night. I usually fall asleep when I'm supposed to be on his platform. That's kind of weird how that happens. But go ahead, Lee.
By the way, I love the commercial because that's. I'm out in the Wrestling Tracks, how we got started. I used to play back when I got started, I used to play wrestling interest music. That's how I started.
Oh, okay. How did you stop doing it?
Well, it's like somebody was like, "Hey, man, we need to I need to change my format a little bit." So we started to have talk. Every once in a while, we go back to that. Every blue moon, I started to add conversations into the show. I used to play. I only had 30 minutes at the time. I used to play wrestling interest music straight the whole 30 minutes. Now I started to add conversations in it, and people started liking that. You know.
Oh, okay.
Every once in a while, we got guests. Not just me. Sometimes it's a group of people. It depends.
Right. I totally understand, man. You got to give the people what they want. If they want to hear you talk, then you kind of got to give that to them. But I think that's a cool concept to continue to do that, man, because a lot of wrestling shows, I don't know any wrestling shows that just play continuous, like nonstop continuous wrestling theme songs. So that's cool, man. All right, we're back. That's just something I want to get into briefly. I know we only got 23 minutes to go. I see a lot of videos. I mean, it's two incidents that happened down here in Detroit. It was one incident that happened earlier this week where 200 people got together to watch two females fight on the east side of Detroit. 200 people got together to watch two females fight. They recorded it. They recorded it and put it on Facebook Live. And then there was another fight, not 200 people, but there was a lot of people watching this other fight, which was also on the east side of Detroit, two females fight. Actually, two females were fighting, and then I guess the one girl had a few other girls with her, and they jumped. This one girl got jumped. All I have to say is that I don't know what's the fascination, and I don't know if you agree with me or not, but I don't know what's the fascination of recording all these fights, you know.
That's cowardly, to me personally. Mm-hmm. Back in the day, we didn't have all that technology back in the day. You're gonna get to tell. At least let's do it. It was just fairly. I don't approve all the being ganged up on one against five, one against two. If you're going to make it, you're going to be a fair fight one-on-one. If I lose, fine. But let's make a fair fight. You know?
Yeah. Because that's, you know, that's weak, man. That's weak. That's W-E-A-K. That's weak. And it, like you say, that's cowardly. And I really want to say what I want to say, and I'm going to just say it. And I'm going to, because I like to say it like it is, too. I am sick of a certain group of Negroes, and I'm going to say it, doing this. I only see this from Negroes. Not all black folks do it, but I always see this from Negroes that videotape this stuff. You know, I know some whites probably do it, but I mostly only see it from black people. You know, just acting stupid, just acting ignorant, acting wild. You know, act like you don't have any sense.
Now my thing is like, there used to be a time when you got your ass whooped, you did it like you didn't need a weapon, you didn't need a gun. You lost too, but it's settled. Right then and there, it's done. We move on. Now they have to bring a gun to it.
A lot of
that
these dudes.
You win. It's like Pop said on Friday. Hey, you might win, you might lose, but we settled it right then and there. It's done. We move on.
Exactly. Like, listen, you can't win every fight. That's something that you're going to have to realize. And you might get embarrassed. But the fact that you fought, you know, that's the important thing. You fought, you know.
I'll tell you right now, in school, I used to start fights and lost every last one of them. I remember one time, I said, "Yeah, your mama." They said, "I remember." I'm getting up off the floor. Like, what happened? You got to knock the hell out. I said something about his mama, and next thing I know, I got knocked the hell out. I'm getting up. What happened? Oh, somebody knocked you the hell out.
You got dropped.
I never won any fight that I started, ever. And I started the fight. Never won it.
Hey, at least you're keeping it real, man. It takes a lot of guts.
One time I won a fight, a dude named Daniel Lee, top of the middle school. So we in class. I'm not really much of any mood to be messing with. So dude's like, he's like literally poking me in the chest, in the soldier.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what he wanted. Didn't feel like being bothered that particular day. I normally a happy-go-lucky dude. At that time, I didn't feel like being bothered by anybody. So I'm like, I told the teacher, right there. I said, hey, leave me alone. I don't feel like today. I said, hey, leave me alone. I feel like today. I can't say that. So I just grabbed his head. Back then, it was our computer. He would go to the classroom, right?
Right.
So it was a black desk with a black edge at the end of the desk. I took his head, bam, smashed it on the table.
Wow.
He just stood right there, did nothing about it at all. Hey, he told you. I took his head, bam, in the table. The one and only fight I ever won in my life.
Man, you're proud of yourself, huh?
I'm not even a fighter. I ain't got time. I'm getting older now. I'm about to be 28 in a couple of months, like November. I ain't got time over the crowd. I Thurgood Marshall said, lost weapon, I use it. My fight, I rather fight my battle in the courtroom than with my fists. You know?
that's real talk, you know. That's real
rather
talk,
take you
man.
To court so you get paid for it than fight you.
Yeah, man, you know, you get to a certain part in your life, like, we grown, I don't feel like fighting, I don't feel like proving that I'm not scared of you, you know, I mean, I just, why do I have to bruise you up, why do you have to bruise me up to prove something? Let's sit down, let's talk about it, we don't like each other, let's see if we can come to some agreement, you know, if we don't come to some agreement, then so be it. But why do we have to fight? You know, why do things have to escalate? But it's funny when...
Like I said earlier, young kids, nowadays you get in a fight with these young kids, they pull out guns quick, fast, and hurry. I'm like, what happened to getting your ass the old school way? You know?
If
you lose, yeah, you got your ass kicked. But it's over.
Yeah, they all a bunch of... And I don't curse, man, but they all a bunch of B-I-T-C-H's.
Uh-huh.
Simple as that, man. That's
the beat.
Yeah.
A bunch of it. Put the B in front of it. I said it.
He said it. You know, and don't let them be in a crowd with a bunch of people, like, because they don't want to let their friends think that they soft. They really go show out then, you know. It's so many fights that end up in somebody dying because somebody want to pull out a gun, you know, somebody want to shoot somebody. Like, I think that's the most weakest thing in the world, man. And it happens a lot down here in Michigan, man. You know, people quick to pull out that gun. They don't even fight. Like I said, they don't even fight no more. You know, they already ready to shoot you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They are already ready to shoot you, man. But what can you do, man? What can you do? This is something that I don't think will end anytime soon. I think it's only gonna get worse. You know, I think it's gonna.
Yes, indeed.
You know what? That's all.
See, we can't raise our children the way we were raised. That word don't exist no more.
Right. Right. Right.
The way that you were raised or that I was raised, we can't raise our kids wherever you have that, because that world that don't exist.
Yep. It don't. Like, kids don't even. Of course, your parents gonna get on your nerves, but they don't even like fear their parents anymore. They don't even fear authority anymore. You know. Yeah. So you're right, man. You're right. Yeah. I don't know if you had any. What else you got to talk about today? We got about 14 minutes to go. Did you have anything else you want?
Lately, a certain gentleman. No, I got a question. Why is coronavirus going around? Shouldn't the person who be traveling the most, president, for example, should he be tested?
I believe so, yeah.
I mean, shouldn't the person who does the most traveling of all of us for a living, by the way? I'm just saying, you could travel to anybody.
Yeah.
Cowboy, anybody? Should you be tested?
He said he tested negative for it. He said he was tested, and he came back negative.
Yeah.
That's it.
And he's time yet, but yeah, because I wouldn't mind him in quarantine for a while. I'd hear from him for a while.
So you don't like Donald Trump?
Nah, no, man. The only time I did, long before he even thought about presidency, was when he was on Raw for a while, when he was wrestling for a little bit. That's the only time. Other than that, I never liked Donald Trump.
Man.
I wish I had the opportunity to tell it to his face. I'm like, who the hell told you to run for president? I would have called George W. Bush and apologized. I thought he was bad.
Bruh. Yeah, a lot of people, they used to talk so bad about George W. Bush, but
I'm sorry, man. Look, I thought you was bad. I'm sorry. This dude is horrible. I thought
so
Bush
you like,
was bad.
You liked Obama, huh?
You're dang right. I missed the first election because I was 17 when he became president. So I got along with him second time.
Right, 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 right.
Unfortunately, he can't be the vice president for somebody because he was president twice. So unfortunately, he can't be vice president. But however, Mrs. Obama, she can be somebody's vice president or president. I'm just saying.
Right.
If she would like to run, that'd be great. We can have another Obama in office. I'm just putting it out there.
Yeah, I mean. I just see the same old thing with all these presidents. I mean, it's the same old story, no matter black or white. They just all do the same thing for me, you know. Because President Obama, I'm gonna leave my comments to myself. But,
no, see,
it's like nothing really changed with him. You know, nothing really like changed with him in charge. You know? I voted for him when I was his first time around. You know, but I didn't see anything drastically change. You know.
Yeah.
You know, that's just me, Lee. That's just me. We don't have to agree with each other, but that's just me. At least with Donald Trump, he tells it like it is. You know, he might say crazy stuff. He might do crazy things, but at least you know what you might not like what he say, but at least he says it instead of being fake, instead of beating around a bush. That's one thing I do like about Trump is that he says it like it is.
I would love it if I ever get the opportunity to tell him to his face, face to face, man to man. Forget being president, Donald John Trump, Lee Houston, face to face, I'm going to tell you how I feel about you. Why in the hell, who told your dumb self to run for president? I mean, let's think about it. You're the only president ever with no political experience. You never been nobody governor, never been nobody mayor, never been nobody senator. You have failed marriages, you're trying to be somebody president. Come on.
Right.
You can handle business in your marriages. You trying to be somebody president? You can barely be somebody husband.
Mm-hmm. Now that's real talk. That's real talk,
you,
man.
You barely can be somebody husband. To what? Three times, and you got the nerve to be somebody president.
Yeah. But
if it wasn't for Russia, he would be president right now. So next time we vote, all these other countries out here, Russia, China, whatever you are. Mind your business.
Mm-hmm. So let me ask you this question.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think the outcome will be in a few months in November? Because I feel like it's going to be Joe Biden versus Trump.
I'm going for Biden. I would love it if Bernie Sanders wants to do. First of all, he wants to get kids college for free. Come on now. Who don't want free? Who don't want college for free? Get rid of this tuition. Get rid of this college debt. And go to college for free. I would love it. But if it come down to Biden, dang it, Biden then. Anybody but Trump.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just to go back to what you said, like having free college, that's cool. You know, not having to pay for college, that's cool.
I know some people are still paying college today.
Yep. I was in debt for a long time because of student loans, man. That made me wish I didn't go to college. Mm-hmm. You know?
Now, that's why I recommend, look, check this out. Smaller colleges. I can't remember the name for it.
Trade schools or
that schools. That too, there's smaller colleges, don't be ashamed you went to a junior college. That's college on the list.
Yeah, man. I don't even know why people are ashamed about that. It's a college. I went to community
college. A local college, dude, that's college nonetheless. Be proud of that. You got that. That's college nonetheless. Be happy for it.
Right.
I went to a Bible college, Hope Bible Institute in Baker, Louisiana. The owner of the school is my spiritual father, Donnie Young Jr. It was a small Bible college. I did a year, got my bachelor's degree with the theology. Boom. So that's college on the list.
Can't nobody take that from you.
Right.
You know? And college is college. Simple as that. You know, no matter where you went, it's college is college. Yeah. But we'll see. Everybody, we get ready to wrap this show up. Don't forget to catch us tomorrow night immediately, as Lee would say, after Raw. We will be getting into a few different topics. I don't know what we're going to talk about tomorrow night, but I know we're going to have something good for you. Lee will be hosting that show, but I'll be tagging along with him. Thank you for listening. Lee, you got any final thoughts as we wrap this up, man?
Of course, everybody, be safe, obviously. I believe and I hope we're almost done with this quarantine thing, God willing. So just let's finish strong. Y'all don't go nowhere unless you have to. Okay, we're almost done with this, I hope. We're almost done with this thing. Don't go nowhere unless you have to, especially New Orleans. All the people outside, I saw a video, all of them outside in the street. Bruh, sit out somewhere, stay home.
Absolutely. All right, y'all heard Lee say stay home. Y'all better stay home. All right, this was the Sunday afternoon conversation. Catch us next Sunday. We may be able to do the show. I need to break this news. I'm glad that, everything isn't lined up just yet, but I will be doing two WrestleMania pre-shows before WrestleMania. I don't know what time it starts, Saturday and Sunday, but before it starts, we'll be doing an hour, maybe hour and a half show. I haven't lined up the guests yet, but hopefully Lee, if he got time, he can join the panel. Yep. So we want to hype this thing up, even though it's going to be in an empty arena, but it's still WrestleMania. So catch us next Saturday and Sunday. Find us on, keep looking out on Facebook and Instagram. I'll be putting some messages out there, letting you know who will be hosting this show with myself. The WrestleMania pre-show will be next Saturday and Sunday. All right. Have a good night, everybody. Yep. And God bless.
See you. Let's get it started in here.
And the bass keeps running, running, and running, running, and running. You're listening to Wrestle Talk in the D with Martez on Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash.